Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. We are coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series, and more specifically, we're out back at the Field Notes stage that we constructed here a couple of years ago, just in time for the pandemic.
That's so true.
Yeah, it's nice back here. You're going to hear some noises. There's going to be a leaf blower and an airplane. I don't know, but
somebody's remodeling down the way.
You never know, but we're outside. We're enjoying some beautiful weather here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and admiring this new stage that we've put to use a few times. And it was nice during the pandemic. You know, we did some outdoor stuff that was a little more safe. So we're staying safe here too. And next to me is the incomparable Lynn Miller. Welcome aboard, Lynn.
Thank you. It was a long walk.
You're right. I always appreciate you making that trek. Well, we are being fueled by La Crosse Distillery's Field Notes Vodka, whose corn-based vodka is just that, 100% Midwestern organic yellow dent corn. Besides the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in the corn, there's nothing else used to make this spirit. It's double distilled and filtered for an easy finish.
It sure is.
And that's why you come over, Lynn.
That's why I come over. Field Notes.
Hey, I want to welcome our new listeners. We are getting a ton of new folks coming. Yeah, from that Facebook group, the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. So welcome aboard, all you new folks. We've been playing around a little bit. I throw out a question to that group, and then we talk about it here on the podcast. Did you happen to notice what the question was, Lynn?
Garnishes.
That was 2 weeks ago. Yep.
Let me think about this.
That's okay. Take your time, you know. Our listeners have nothing better to do. Well, I'll give you a hint. The question is, how thick do you like your Bloody Marys?
Yes, I remember that now. I don't like them real thick.
Well, we got a ton of interesting responses to that question. And
Not like Alfredo coming out of a jar. That's the thick.
Well, what I liken it to, actually, is I think at the thinnest, maybe we'd think of a Clamato-type consistency.
Or with a lot of vodka in it.
Or heavy on the vodka. That can thin it out, too. And maybe the other end of the scale would be like a spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I remember now because I did listen to it, but I kind of got caught up in the last one.
Yeah, it's easy to do. But we got a few interesting responses. Let's see. Brian Serafino said a 7. You know, we're saying 1 to 10, 10 being the spaghetti sauce. He says it should start at a 7 before the vodka and the ice. And then the next person, Nola Purple Cat. Is that really her name? Nola Purple Cat. She says 1. Not a fan of thick Bloody Marys. And she quotes Briny Mary as being a pretty nice consistency. That is a good mix. We've reviewed that. Mark McGuire says, not a thick lover. But then again, I make Caesars almost exclusively. Clamato rules, he says.
Hmm.
Yeah. Michael Took.
Michael Took, I agree.
No relation. He says, not thin. It should be like whole milk.
Yes, I agree with Michael.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jessica Curtis says, it should be thick enough to add enough vodka and still have it not be too watery. Yeah. One person says, thin, no gloop. You know that sound. Another person said, Donna Deaton says, wait, there's a Bloody Mary podcast? Yeah, hopefully Donna's listening in today.
Hey, hello, Donna.
Yeah, howdy. And Jeff Stab, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Jeff's name right. We cross paths a lot. Is it Stab or Stab? S-T-A-A-B. He says like a 3, but with chunks. You know,
nope.
You don't like chunks. The little bits that you kind of chew?
Not chunk.
And Jody Parks Ruse. Now, do you know who she is? My God, she's blowing up all over the place. She posts some really cool pictures. Her garnishes are outstanding. She was going to be one of the judges at the Drunken Tomato Awards.
Hmm.
So Jody says, I am very flexible, and if I find a mix too thick, it's a great opportunity to add more vodka.
I agree.
That's
yes.
a good attitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she says if it's too thin, I just get rid of the ice.
Or add more mix.
Yeah, good answers, some good approaches, I think. Well, so today we're going to, and I don't know how thick it's going to be, but we're going to review Diane's garden-grown Bloody Mary mix. And I'm kind of excited. She sent us two of them. She's got her original and then the dirty mix. Ooh. And I'm guessing that one's maybe got a little more grit
to it.
Maybe
a little dirt on it.
Maybe a little dirt, yeah.
Get some dirt on you, Greg.
Oh, don't get started. You know, last episode we did Southside Alchemy's Sweat and Tears and their dry mix. We were big fans of that one. That was a nice mix. And it was, the liquid was a little bit thicker. Obviously, the powder is whatever you mix it with. And then we closed with a song from Big Liquor, a live recording in the Bloody Mary concert series. Speaking of Big Liquor, they've got T-shirts. If you go to their website, they're selling T-shirts with a picture of a steer with the Big Liquor over the top. So I'll give them a little plug.
That'll go with my Big Liquor hat.
There you go. Yeah, you have one, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You have one of the very few Big Liquor hats that are out there. Nice. So back to the mix. Diane Mina's garden-grown blends originated with Diane's Bloody Mary, a first-of-its-kind Bloody Mary mix made with 100% Italian tomatoes and fresh herbs. Are those the Marzano?
That's what I was reading tomatoes? The label. Yes, it was Marzano.
Yeah. So that's the tomato they use. They're thoughtfully chosen, clean ingredients, curated to the exact infusion temperature, and that enables the natural resting process to take place, giving you a straight-from-the-garden taste. Owner-operated with decades of hospitality experience, focusing on food and beverage, we understand the culinary execution and how flavor and quality ingredients affect the customer experience.
I have to add something.
Go ahead.
Was she 10 years old? She says decades. She looks... the picture of her, not decades.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks fairly young, I would agree. Yeah. Real nice lady. I've been communicating with her back and forth, you know, as we're setting this up. And this has been kind of a long, a slow train coming to get this review done. We had supply chain issues and different things, so I'm glad to finally be sitting down and trying this mix out. You want to take a look at the bottle, Lynn? Let's do the original first. You have an eye, I think, for this sort of thing. Give our listeners an idea what you're looking at there, the label, the bottle.
The label's very upscale. Her last name is Mina. Am I pronouncing this right? Diana.
I think that's right. I believe she and her husband are both kind of in the food industry, and I think they've been for a while.
It's got an interesting little picture of a lemon and tomatoes and some leaves underneath it. Mm-hmm. And then you turned it to the right, and there's a photo of Diane in a cowboy hat. Her inspiration behind it is explained. And then nutrition facts. It's, I like what the facts are and nutrition-wise.
I'll snap a photo of the ingredients, and we'll put that on the blog post so people can look at them.
And there's some spices floating in there, but they're not. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty color. Shook it up a little bit here.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like there's a fair amount of little bits, little particulates.
Harp and harvest is what she says about her way of mirroring all these things together.
Yeah. Hmm. It's in a 32-ounce glass bottle.
Yes, and it's quite nicely chilled.
Yeah, I try to make sure about that. I take care of the talent, Lynn, you know that. Well, would you like to try some, or should we just sit here looking at the damn bottle?
Oh, let's try some.
You want to hand me your glass? Why?
Well.
So, Lynn, while you're shaking that up here, I put a couple ice cubes, and we're going to try it just on its own first. That's kind of...
Glug, 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 glug.
Nice sound.
Somebody I ran into the other day said they love the sound of the glugging.
I do, too. There it is again. Now, as we pour it, we have the opportunity to kind of assess what the thickness is. And Lynn, if you were to rate that on a 1 to 10, 10 being the spaghetti sauce, I'd call it pretty average, maybe a 5.
Yeah, I would say maybe a 6. I'm going to... very good. I like the texture.
Oh. It has a real fresh, like it does almost smell and taste like a garden right up front.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. A little bit sweet, right? Some sweetness?
A little sweetness to it. I can taste a little bit of the, let's say, lemon or... Mm-hmm. The lemon's really... Lemon does well with your spices because it kind of kicks it up or it makes it different, tingly feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of ignites the taste buds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
That's
nice.
Too.
It's a nice consistency. It's not too thick, but it has some body to it, doesn't it?
It's very good, yes, and I think...
Oh, my God, and there's the heat at the end. I didn't see that coming.
Get it?
Yeah, it caught me in the back of the throat. There is a little bit of heat there. Nothing intolerable, but...
Mm. It's a very, very nice taste.
Mm-hmm. Some of these I take a couple tastes of, and I kind of move on to the next glass. Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish this one.
Or add more vodka.
Well.
Of course.
No kidding. Yeah, it comes on fresh. It has a garden-type smell and
taste. It's
got an
Italian feel to it.
Yeah. And definitely a little sweetness.
Yes.
And then a little heat at the end. And this is the original. Now, remember, we're doing the other one that's called The Dirty.
The Dirty.
I don't know what to expect for that.
That'll be interesting.
You want to try it with a little bit of Field Notes vodka in it?
As a Pope Catholic.
All right. Well, I've added some Field Notes vodka from La Crosse Distillery, and now we're going to try it in its probably most likely end-user composition with some vodka. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank goodness for vodka.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Well, it thins it out right away.
Yeah, but it wasn't good that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can still feel the heat, but it's kind of full-bodied heat rather than just hitting the back of your tongue when you drink.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I'm finding is that instead of that three-stage rocket of flavors, you kind of hit them all. They're all sort of balanced out at the same time with the vodka. You get the sweet, and you get that freshness, and you get that heat kind of all at the same time.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the hell that is.
You a chemist?
No, I just drink a lot of bloodies. You know? Well, I'd say this is one you could drink on its own without vodka, but I do prefer it with.
Oh, what
do
definitely.
You think so?
It'd be nice in the morning if you didn't want to have vodka and just have bloody with your eggs. Or...
We are slipping, though, Lynn.
Mm.
Let's not forget where we are and what we're doing.
Chaser.
Beer chaser.
Got me.
That one almost got away from me. So our chaser today is from the Pearl Street Brewery.
Oh, it's a very pretty can.
Isn't that cool looking? It's called the Supreme Fatty. It's a juicy IPA, which I believe is an unfiltered. Let's take a look at it. I've had it before, and I really like it. There you go. Nice amber color. But yeah, the Pearl Street Brewery, proud sponsor of the Bloody Mary concert series, they hook us up with beer for our Bloody Mary concerts. And, you know, if our listeners are in anywhere nearby La Crosse, Wisconsin, I encourage you to look up Bloody Mary House Concerts. And we're easy to find. I've optimized that site. If you just Google Wisconsin House Concerts or Bloody Mary House Concert, you'll find us. And we've got some cool shows coming up. And we like to include them here on the podcast, too. We'll throw in some songs at the end. But so thanks to the Pearl Street Brewery again. And we're enjoying the Supreme Fatty, which is kind of a nice compliment.
And Diane Mina's.
Yeah, thanks, Diane. I'm so glad it's not awful. You know, it's so awkward when you're dealing with a company, then you finally get down to it and you open it and it just sucks.
You and I look at each other, okay, now what should we say?
I know. It's like, I don't want to throw them in front of a bus, but, you know, I'm not going to pull punches. Well, if you're ready, Lynn, I think we could go on to Dirty Diane's.
One last drink.
One last. Okay, take your time. Take your time. Well, if you're ready, Lynn, let's move on to Dirty Diane's Bloody Mary mix.
Dirty Diane's.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one features jalapeno peppers and cilantro with key lime.
The birds are excited about it.
Yeah, can you hear that? We really are on location here, out back. We're not making that up. So we'll try it on its own. And here's what Diane has to say about it. For you Bloody Mary fanatics with discerning palates, I was driven to create a blend that gives you the heat you seek, a savory spin on my original. She spiced it up with herbaceous puree of jalapenos, cilantro, honey, coriander, and balanced spices. Well, let's give it a shot. You ready?
I'm ready. I bet you the honey will balance it out, too, though.
Yeah, well, she seems to know how to balance these flavors.
Glug, glug, glug.
Okay, now that looks a little thinner to me right off the bat.
It does. This doesn't have as many floaties.
Mm-hmm. It has some, but it has that same fresh smell.
I can smell the cilantro.
I can smell the cilantro.
And I do like cilantro, so yep. That won't bother me.
Me too. Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Not too hot.
No.
Definitely the cilantro, and I'm getting the lime, the key lime.
Right.
That's really nice. I think I like that even better. It's not quite as sweet, is it?
Well, it's not as hot either.
It's not as hot. Not to me, anyway.
No, me neither. And me, I would pick it up right away if it's hot. I'd be...
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, and it is a bit thinner in composition.
I expect that. I expect to be a lot of heat.
Well,
I do like this.
Yeah, it's really nice. I wonder what the vodka's going to do to it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I wonder what the vodka's going to do to Lynn, more importantly.
To walk me home again.
You never know. Thank God we only have two flavors to go through. We had to do four of them, yeah.
We used to do four of them at a time, didn't we? Oh,
we've
God.
Done it back in college. Oh, yeah. So there is, the heat does come up a little later. Are you getting it now?
Yeah, you're right.
It's sort of one of those slow burn kind of heats.
Kind of like, yeah, you're right, it's a slow burn, and it's there. But it's not intolerable, not
no,
for me.
No, it's well balanced. Mm-hmm. This is, I think this is an outstanding mix. This, the dirty, yeah, really good, really good. But I am craving a little Field Notes vodka. What do
me
you think?
Me too.
Should we load it up?
Plus, I'm going to have a little of my chaser.
Oh, you've got a wasp on your glass.
Oh, I do.
We are definitely... Oh!
No, it's in my glass. Did he sting me? I think he stung me.
Just dove into Lynn's
fucker,
chaser.
Little fucker stung me.
Son of a... Did it really?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I just kind of threw me some ice.
Oh, son of a
kind of surprised me because I didn't expect it. And he's...
Wow, this is recording live. You just never know. Lynn has gotten stung.
He's swimming in my chaser. He's going to come out flying.
He doesn't deserve to die a death like that. We should.
He's going to get a drunk driving flying.
Oh, my God.
The wasp police.
What's he doing in there? I think it's
swimming.
The backstroke.
He's chug-a-lugging.
This is one of those moments when the audio fails to really show the beauty of an event like this.
He is swimming. He's trying to swim for his life.
My God.
God, I hate those things.
So do I. They're not pollinators.
Well, he got me. He got me so subtly that I didn't know for sure it was a sting.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But I feel it now.
Yeah. Well, you know what's good for that?
What, vodka?
A little Field Notes vodka. Mm-hmm. He'll take the sting off. Here you go.
Little fucker drone.
I don't think I'm going to edit any of that out. We're going to try Diane Mina's Dirty Diane's Bloody Mary mix with our La Crosse Distillery Field Notes vodka. All right, so we've added the Field Notes vodka now to the dirty variety. Let's give it a shot.
My goodness, this is so good.
Thins it out a little.
Yeah, and it's so good. Yes, it's just really a good mix.
It almost brings the cilantro out more.
And if you like cilantro, it's great.
Yeah, and I do.
I do. I like the cilantro.
There are, some people...
Some people don't like it.
No. Genetically, to some people it tastes like...
soap.
Soap, yeah. I feel bad for those people.
My grandson can't. He doesn't like it.
Yeah. So steer clear of it if you're one of those folks. But if you're not, I highly would recommend it.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
So we have moved indoors after the attack of the killer hornet. You'll be happy to know Lynn did prevail. She is alive. The hornet is dead.
I drowned him.
He was drowned in Supreme Fatty from the Pearl Street Brewery. Hey, man, that's how I want to go. So we're back in the studio, and Lynn and I were talking, Diane is out of Las Vegas, and Lynn had an idea of something that she might just drop for Diane, and I'll toss it over to you, Lynn. What do you got?
Bright Light City, gonna set my soul. Bright Light City, gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money. That's ready to burn. So get those figs up higher. 1,000 pretty women walking out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just the devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Now, even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, it's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need's a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! With your neon flashing and your one-armed bandit crashing. All their hopes down the drains. Viva Las Vegas, turn the day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. You see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. It'll cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, we'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady Luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a 7 with every shot. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva, viva Las Vegas.
Fantastic, Lynn, as usual. My God.
You're too kind, Greg.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that. I love your deadpan delivery of the verse. It's so good.
If I could just keep the words. Oh, they're supposed to be.
Yeah. No, it's just great. So that's our gift to Diane in Las Vegas. I'm sure she'll appreciate
it. Gift. It wasn't a bomb.
But... as much as I did. Well, it's been a lot of fun reviewing Diane's garden-grown Bloody Mary mix, and hopefully Lynn will recover from her bee sting. This is a great mix. I would recommend it. I would buy it. It's one I would put on my shelf, so we're giving it the thumb up. I would also encourage everyone, if you haven't already, get on Facebook and find the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite group. Really a high quality group. There's over 30,000 members, and it's just all about Bloody Marys. There's no nonsense there. And I throw up a question each week, and we field it on the podcast, so we have a little bit of interaction. Hope you can join that group. I look forward to next time when we review Rimalicious brand Bloody Mary mix. We'll see you then.